Aeschylus.
My lord.
Of government, the properties to unfold would seem in me to affect speech and discourse. Since I am put to know that your own science exceeds in that the list of all advice my strength can give you, then no more remains but that to your sufficiency as your worth is able, and let them work. The nature of our people, our city's institutions, and the terms for common justice, you're as pregnant in as art and practice hath enriched any that we remember. There is our commission, from which we would not have you walk. Call hither, I say, bid come before us, Angelo. What figure of us think you he will bear? For you must know, we have with special soul elected him our absence to supply, lent him our terror, dressed him with our love, and given his deputation all the organs of our own power. What think you of it?
If any in Vienna be of worth to undergo such ample grace and honor, it is Lord Angelo.
Look where he comes.
Always obedient to your grace's will, I come to know your pleasure.
Angelo, there is a kind of character in my life, that to the observer doth thy history fully unfold. Thyself and thy belongings are not thine own so proper as to waste thyself upon thy virtues, they on thee. Heaven doth with us as we with torches do, not light them for themselves. For if our virtues did not go forth of us, for all alike as if we had them not. Spirits are not finely touched but to fine issues. Nor nature never lends the smallest scruple of her excellence, but like a thrifty goddess, she determines herself the glory of a creditor, both thanks and use. But I do bend my speech to one that can my part in him advertise. Hold therefore, Angelo, in our remove, be thou at full ourself. Mortality and mercy in Vienna live in thy tongue and heart. Old Aeschylus, though first in question, is thy secondary. Take thy commission.
Now, good my lord, let there be some more test made of my mettle, before so noble and so great a figure be stamped upon it.
No more evasion. We have with a leavened and prepared choice proceeded to you. Therefore, take your honour. Our haste from hence is of so quick condition that it prefers itself, and leaves unquestioned matters of needful value. We shall write to you, as time and our concerning shall importune how it goes with us, and do look to know what doth befall you here. So fare you well. To the hopeful execution do I leave you of your commissions.
Yet give leave, my lord, that we may bring you something on the way.
My haste may not admit it, nor need you on my honour have to do with any scruple. Your scope is as mine own, so to enforce or qualify the laws as to your soul seems good. Give me your hand. I'll privily away. I love the people, but do not like to stage me to their eyes. Though it do well, I do not relish well their loud applause and aves vehement. Nor do I think the man of safe discretion that does affect it. Once more, fare you well.
The heavens give safety to your purposes.
Lead forth and bring you back in happiness.
I thank you. Fare you well.
I shall desire you, sir, to give me leave to have free speech with you. And it concerns me to look into the bottom of my face. A power I have, but of what strength and nature I am not yet instructed.
It is so with me. Let us withdraw together, and we may soon our satisfaction have touching that point.
I'll wait upon your honor.